Welcome, welcome, welcome tonight. Welcome tonight. Welcome tonight. Hallelujah, Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Almighty God, we give you thanks. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you thanks, Almighty God. We give you thanks, Almighty God, and we give you praise. I want to welcome you tonight. I want to welcome you tonight, and I just want to say thank you for being on the call. I am going to say thank you right now before the ending of the call. So thank you for being on the call. Thank you for fasting with us from Friday. And I pray that whoever did not get to continue or did not even participate in the fast, you won't have any kind of regrets. We did it all for you, and we are standing in the gap with you. And welcome, welcome everyone tonight. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Before I go into what we will be doing tonight, I am going to pray and I'm going to invite the Holy Spirit in this place. Father, we lift our hands before you, Almighty God, and we repent from all our sins, Almighty God. And we ask you to forgive us, Almighty God. You are our Abba, you are our Father. And Lord God Almighty, we come tonight and we ask for forgiveness from all sins and unrighteousness that we ourselves have committed in our lives. Father, we thank you that you send your son, and your son died for us that we may have life and we may have it more abundantly. So tonight we declare the blood of Jesus washed us, cleansed us, cover us, and we become the son of the living God. We are a spiritual being tonight, and we walk in your presence, Almighty God. We thank you for the sacrificial lamb. Jesus, we want to say welcome. Holy Spirit, we want to say welcome. Father, we want to say welcome. All three of you becomes one, and you are all part of the Godhead. Different distinctions, but the same spirit. So tonight, we thank you, Father. We thank you for calling us out of our mother's womb by name for a purpose and for a plan. We thank you, Father. And we worship your holy name, Father. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Well, my instructions were by the Holy Spirit, which I always pray first. I always pray first. As you know, I always pray and I always invite the Holy Spirit to come in to take over whatever we are doing, that we are walking in the Spirit. We are people of the Spirit. We're not in the flesh. So we have to hear from him. And he's the one that called a fast. Said, I want you to do a fast, but I think the fast was a little bit different. We always fast different times with water, crackers, but this time we fast with fruits and vegetables and water or tea. Okay. Whatever liquid that we choose, whatever vegetables. And before I got in here, I usually do the communion at the end, but tonight I was instructed by the Holy Spirit tonight to do our communion before we even go into our prayer. So that means he must have something why he changed the format. And because we are listening to him, I am going to change the format according to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So if you have your element, which you were told to bring with you tonight, if you have it, I am going to go over to Matthew 26. Normally, we usually use 1 Corinthians 11, but tonight, I am going to focus my attention on Matthew 26, Matthew, Mark, Luke. Shock. He said about Toto. Oh, God. Make sure I'm. The Word of God declared that if you pray in the Spirit, and if there's no interpretation, if somebody cannot interpret it, if I cannot interpret it, merciful, merciful, merciful Father. What I'm actually doing is building up my man, building up my spirit man, communicating with him because he is the one who's going to be communicating with us. This is not the work of a man. Strategically, this is the work of the Holy Spirit. So, as I said, we always do our communion at the end, but tonight, if you want, this is plain, cut and dry by the Spirit. And I have to go by the Spirit. Now, if you have your element, take it out because we are being led by the Spirit. And we're going to do based on what the Holy Spirit said, not man. Not men, because we see what a lot of things that men is doing right now, and all the chaos and all the confusion. But we choose to listen to the spirit of the Almighty God. I don't want to do nothing, especially when it comes on to God's people. Especially when it comes down to God's people. I don't want to have nothing to do with myself and God's people's business. This is just not right. When you're ministering, you need to get yourself clean. And if you believe that you're not clean, cover yourself with the blood, repent. A lot of people take Christianity and they make it seem like it is so far-fetched, but it's not. Once you get an understanding, knowing that you're not doing this for yourself, you're doing it for the kingdom of God. So when you get in front of man or in front of mankind, and I'm not talking about woman and man, I'm talking about God's people, God's kingdom people, God's kingdom children, if you want to put it on a whole, if you want to put it any way you want to slice it. Look, you don't have to go to a Bible school to get a piece of paper to come and minister to God's people. Yes, you need training. I'm not saying that you don't need training. But a lot of people going to Christian, a lot of people going to colleges, people laying hands on people for them to go prophesy, people releasing people in different offices and say you were called to this and you were called to that. And they weren't anointed. That's the word. They're not anointed to do what God want them to do. Well, you see what's going on right now. It does not have anything to do with man. Man just orchestrate chaos and confusion. So I'm not worried about what men have to say. I'm not looking for friends. I don't need no friends right now because I see how people operate. So you know what I did? I separate myself because I want to hear from him. I want to do what he called me to do. And I'm not going to do what men tell me to. I'm not going to run it the way men want it to be run. I'm going to listen to the Holy Ghost. And if you don't like it, you don't have to come. I am very serious. You understand me? Because that's why people are looking for numbers. I'm not looking for numbers. I want to make a difference in the kingdom of God. That's what I'm here for. I'm not looking for a following. I said to the Father since night, if it's even one person, I don't care. I don't care. One person. One person. So here it goes. Get your element, because this is the instruction from the Father. Get your element, because you don't need friendship. You don't have friends when you're preaching the gospel. Jesus didn't have friends. When I read it, and when he was getting ready to go to the cross, they went to sleep. He said, "I have to go pray," and he asked them to pray with him. And let me tell you something. They went to sleep. And he come back and he said, "Could you not tarry for 1 hour?" And he went away and he come back again. And these are people that's in his corner and know what he does and know what he always do. And they didn't give a rat's nest, like my daughter would say. They didn't flip a flap. No. Because they look at him differently. He does not create their mold. Okay? Yeah. Got your number. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So let me tell you something. Here it goes. Get your element. Matthew 26. And if you want, go read the entire chapter or the entire book of Matthew 26, chapter, book, whatever you want to call it. Who that, whatever you want to call it, I read it. Say, hallelujah, Jesus. Okay, Father. All right. I got you. What he said? He said, "Tone it down." I said, "Okay, Father." I said, "I got you." He said, "Tone it down." So I said, "Okay, I can tone it down." So Matthew 26. Matthew 26. Matthew 26, verse 26. And what he did. This is after the disciples. Oh, God. He took bread and he blessed it. What he did? He blessed it. He blessed it. I remember when you read the Old Testament, when those people are dying, like father, when they leave and get ready to leave, they pronounce a blessing upon their children. And that's what Jesus did. He blessed the bread. You could go find scriptures on blessing. You could go find your own scripture to get offline tonight in regards to blessing. So he blessed the bread. And when he did it, he break it. So here it is. If my act will break it. So he break it. So this is in a form of contact. Like I was with you. I would have break the bread and I would have want smaller pieces of the same bread. So the bread is broken. It breaks it. When you break something, what happened? It's like everything in here comes apart. So he was broken. And that's what he's trying to tell us. He break this bread. When he blessed it, he breaks the bread. He breaks the bread. And like I said, and he gave it to his disciples. He gave it to the ones that was with him. And it's the same concept. And he said, take. So we take, and we're going to put it in our mouths. And he said, this is my body. So we could think, when we're actually eating this bread, it's a symbol of his body going into our mouths. And reminding us, according to Isaiah 53, that his body was broken. He was bruised for us. He was bruised for us. This is very personal for us. I have, might know my knee hurts. I feel everybody know that. Fall backwards, hurt myself, different things in my knees. But I am reminded today that when I put this thing in my mouth, strategically, I can believe in for healing of my body because his body was broken for me on the cross. So it doesn't matter what my physical body is going through at this given moment. Jesus Christ himself took on my flesh, which is my body, before I was even born on the cross. Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5. My God, my God, my God, my God, God, my God. When I think about it, when I think about it, this is very personal. This is very personal. This is very personal. Verse 26. Then when you get down to verse 27, verse 27. So he took the cup, symbol, the wine, the grape juice, the water. It doesn't matter. You don't have to get too, churchy. Any kind of water that you want. He took it and he gave it to them. So, hey, I'm like giving it to you right now. If you could see it, I'm like in the spirit, I'm like passing it over to you right now. I'm basically releasing it out of my hand spiritually to you right now, like a form of contact. That we are communicating together, that we are one together, we are in the same space together. See yourself like myself standing in front of you, releasing this to you right now. So here we go. And what he says, saying to them, drink, drink all, drink it all of you. So we're gonna drink. Hallelujah. And when you drink this, remember, this is my blood, he tells us. It is a new covenant, the New Testament that he shed for many of us. All this time we were saying for everyone, but he saved for many. And when I look at over for many, that simply means maybe not everybody is going to accept Jesus Christ. It's safe for many. He shed his blood for many for the remission of sins. And then when you read Isaiah 53, verse 7, the lamb, he was slaughtered for us. Have you ever seen when they kill an animal? How gross it looks, so gross. That's what he'd been through for us. And in verse 11, verse 12, it comes all the way down here. In Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, all the way down to 11, it said, he bear our sins. So, the blood of Jesus, when we drink this blood, oh, mighty God, I thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that my sins are forgiven. I thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you took my sins to the cross. I thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that I could declare that the rolling stone have been rolled away. I can declare tonight, Lord God Almighty, that you have risen from the dead. I can declare all night, tonight, that no matter what they had laid in the front of the tomb, Almighty God, that you, Lord Jesus Christ, by the blood of Jesus, by your blood, you rose. This is not a makeup story. I've seen people lying in their bed. My husband and I saw it the other day. We saw it. On the verge of dying. Prayer works. You can't tell me. No, you can't. We have a family situation from last August, and everything, even the plug was supposed to be pulled and all that kind of stuff. And God actually raised up this individual. I went to go see this person the other day, and oh my God. I felt like, oh no, this is it. And I come home and I just sit back and I was just like, Lord God, not that I was questioning God, but what I saw was not what I want to see. And I went as far as telling the family member that I'm not going back there. I have my problem with my knee and I have to walk all the way down to this place and to go and see this, I'm not going. And I didn't pray no long, drawn out prayer, Lord God Almighty. And I got a picture last week. The thing that they put in the lungs is gone, and the woman looks like, can't explain it. Totally different. Now you can see life. So my husband says, so do you want to tell me that because you went over there? No. It's not me. It's the Holy Spirit. God is looking for a people that he can use. And you don't have to have any kind of education. You don't have to be able to speak big words and be articulate. You don't have to do that. All you have to do is to yield to him. You don't have to ask him for nothing. He will give you all that you need to get the job done. We are living in the last days. If you see the word of God, it says he is actually running out the time, make the time get shorter because of us, the elect. Go and read it in Matthew 25, I believe it is. And if it's not the right scripture, go find it for yourself. We need to go find stuff for ourselves. Google it. We got Google. He shortened the days because of us, the elect. It's not no time for us to sit around now and pray at church. Jesus Christ is coming back again. When you read Revelation 12 about the dragon, go read Revelation and see exactly what's going on today in this world. The dragon is trying to push up the head. And make it seem like he is so puffed up and he's so heavy and he can't do this. And he does not, he can't do nothing because Jesus Christ gave us authority over every unclean spirit. This week we fast, and the fast was on God's agenda. We had different scriptures that we went through. Tomorrow, you can look it over. We are not going to go through all of them tonight. Doesn't make sense because I've seen something that the Father want me to pray in regards to. When I first started tonight, I saw it, and because I have gotten the first instructions, I said, okay, let me follow the first instruction. Pray then, do the communion. I said, okay, to meet you. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Okay. Jesus. Shadow Kuni Malokita, Baba. Okay, Lord. All right. Genomosotelebaba. Oh, I see the rivers open up. I see the rivers open up. And the Spirit of God is saying, the rivers of heavens are open. Sonia, Sonia, if you're here, I want you to write this down, please. Or I want you to record what I'm saying because I'm seeing something. The rivers of heaven, that's what I heard. The rivers of heaven in oh is open. And it's like a song, but it's a little bit different. The rivers of heaven is open. And I'm gonna make it right tonight. Yes, the rivers of heaven is open. Look now because it will be right. The Lord God Almighty is sitting in the throne room. And he is saying, write it down. Look, man, I can't write it. I'm just saying, please, somebody write it down. Come up hither, say the Lord God. I have creative miracles, say the Lord God Almighty, for you. So then I had seen people finances in a shamble, like it's rock, like something just knocked it, that it's broke, and it's like, your finances like in a shamble. This is not for everybody, but this is for somebody. I maybe three persons is in a shamble, and it's like the Father is saying he break the rock. Oh, La Bocona. He hit the rock. He used the right hand and he hit the rock. And he come apart. And it's like when Moses went and hit the rock and it comes apart. Only this time the Father is saying, Babylon has been broken off for your life. I don't care what you do, hold on to it, hold on to it, write it down. Do not call me and ask what I said because I don't remember. I'm seeing it in the spirit. Babylon has been broken off to your life. What he's saying, Babylon is poverty in your life, financial ruin in your life, disaster in your life, sexual transmission. Oh my God, transmission. Oh God, broken off of your life. Rape, incest, broken off of your life. Hurt, broken off of your life. Oh my God, schizophrenia. Oh my God, broken off for your life. Committing, people want to commit suicidal spirit. Broke off for your life. I go back to incest, bring it out of the belly, out of the navel. Break off for your life. Oh God, I put my hand over my belly. Break off of my life. Break off of my life. Spirit of obia, break off of my life. Spirit of witchcraft, broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Self-destruction, broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Illicit sex, broken in the mighty name of Jesus. I see the head of the snake, broken in the name. I trample it under my feet, yeah. Black snake, you will not come up. You will go back down where you go back onto the earth where you come from and wither up and dry up now. Every single thing in your life, which you want to believe like a basement, it is broken. I release the water pot of God over you right now. The water pot of God, the water pot, POT, the pot where you cook in, the pot where things get run over, the pot where you boil out water. I release it over your life. I release it over your life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The weapons of your warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty, they're mighty, they're mighty, they're mighty, they're mighty, they're mighty, true God, for the pulling down of stronghold. Sickness, family sickness, sickness in your body, pain in your body, it can be gone right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for healing in my body. Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Emotional scar breaking now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Carol Gray. Put your hand now up right now. I want you to come off this guy's, and I want to see your face, Carol. You better know how to be able to come on here and be able, there's something going on, Carol, in your life, and it's got to be shaken and it's got to be broken. I keep telling folks, you don't have to come online in this guy's. You don't have to do that. Gotta be broken, and it's gotta drop to your feet. It's gotta be broken. Carol, I'm talking to you, and I'm telling you, this is very, very serious. It's very serious. It's very, very serious. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. Put your hand over your left eye. In the mighty name of Jesus, what's wrong with your left eye? Is there something wrong with your left eye? I want you to type it because I can't hear you. So I don't know how to mute. I don't know how to get you to talk. So I want you to type it in the in whatever if you know how to type. I don't even know how to take this off to hear you.
Okay, it's blurry. Sometimes my
That it's
eyes are
left eye.
blurry.
I want you to put your hand over that left eye because that's what I see. It's not cataract. It's something it's trying to get to shakori. It's something is trying to come in to blind the sight of the eye. Shokoriba. So now I come against every spirit of blindness in the mighty name of Jesus. I break it, I break up the father ground that would want to come in and take your eyesight in Jesus' mighty name. I come against every eating disorder in the mighty name of Jesus. If there's diabetes, I come against that. You have diabetes?
No, I don't. My husband.
Okay. You have that, you said?
My husband does, but not
Your
me.
husband?
My husband.
Okay. Well, tonight in the house, what you need to do, you need to lay hands on him. You need to pray for him.
He's not
And you need
here.
to cast out that diabetes, and you need to eat his fruits and vegetables. You need to wash yourself out, cleanse his body out. You need to get a cleanse, and his body need to be clean.
Yes.
You need to cleanse his body. All different kind of stuff was trying to come to. Oh my God! It's like in his stomach. You do not want any cancer to start in his stomach. So you gotta give. You know, in Jamaica they do wash out. So you gotta go get yourself something that's gonna clean him from the top of his head. Because what the enemy is trying to do is to bring sickness in the house. So we just gonna break that. We just gonna break that. We just gonna break that. How many children do you have?
Two.
We just gonna break it.
One of
Any one of
them
them have
didn't.
asthma? Any one of them have any kind of? Any one of
No.
them in the system have asthma?
No.
And what kind
Oh yes, my grandson.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm
Okay.
saying. When the Spirit of God is talking, just
Yes, my
your
grandson.
grandson in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Generational curse. I got it in my family too. I got asthma in my family. Generational curse. I stand in the gap with you tonight, and I want you to write this scripture down, Matthew 18, 18 to 19, 18, 18 to 20. We stand in agreement. Glory. Carol, in the mighty name of Jesus. You got an older daughter?
Yes.
I bind the spirit of disrespect. Understand me? I come against every lying, foul spirit. Have some manners to your mama, girl. We only have one mama. A man can say that child is not mine, but when a baby come out of that mother's womb, nobody can say that's not my baby. Do you understand me?
Yes.
So you understand? Understand me?
Yes.
This ain't no time to be bawling, Carol. This is time, if you don't know Jesus, to give your life to Jesus.
Yes.
This ain't no balling time.
Yes.
You come on the line for a reason,
Okay.
okay? I don't have no time to be pitchy-patchy and hippy-yappy with nobody. When the Spirit of God speak, he's speaking.
Yes.
You gotta have to repent, ask God to forgive you from such and such a stuff, and then take authority over your house. You understand me?
Yes.
You can't have nobody coming in your house and wreck your house. And when you say no, you mean no. You understand me? And
Yes.
when you say yes, you mean yes. You don't want no issue wash going on over there. You got to be strong. You're trying to be strong and you're trying to say no. But they say she never used to say no. So, no, that, right? So,
Yes.
no, they can't understand why you're saying no. But you know what? It's time to say no. Because if you don't say no, like myself, you're going to go to bankruptcy. Okay?
Yes.
So, you got to say no. And who don't like it? That's just too bad. Okay? When you raise them for a time and they come to, I mean, you'd say, like, first to come to, like, fruits, like, after past a certain age, you don't want nobody nothing. No friends, no kids, no neighborhood. You don't hold nobody nothing, especially if you don't have it. Break and bind the spirit of poverty.
Of Jesus. In the name of
I
Jesus.
break and bind the spirit of poverty.
In the name of
I come
Jesus.
against every foul demonic spirit when it comes down to poverty.
In the name of
I put the
Jesus.
heat on poverty tonight. I put
In
the
the
fire on
name of
poverty tonight.
Jesus. In the
I come
name
against
of
every
Jesus.
gross, detestable
In the name
spirit
of
when it
Jesus.
comes down to
In
lack and making people feel like they're
the
nothing
name
and they don't have nothing and they will never
of
be amount to
Jesus.
nothing. That's a lie from the pit of hell.
In the name of Jesus, I
I
pray.
break and I bind every generational curse in the
In the
name of
name of
Jesus.
Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name
In
of
the mighty
Jesus.
name of Jesus, I come against it. I come against it. I come against it. I
In
come against it. The word of
the
God declare, Jesus Christ, your word declare.
Yes, Lord
You say
Jesus.
death and life is in the power of your tongue. So we're gonna speak life.
Yes. Yes,
We're
in the
gonna speak
name
that
of
we're the head
Jesus.
and not the tail. We're gonna
Yes.
speak that we're going over and not under. We're
Yes.
going to speak your word.
Yes.
And God's
Yes.
agenda, what is your agenda, God? What is your agenda? Your God agenda. God agenda. The word of God is your agenda. And we're gonna speak your word.
Yes.
We're gonna walk according to your word. We're gonna live according to your word.
Yes.
The dragon ain't got nothing on us.
Name of
We're the
Jesus.
one that give him all rights. I gave him rights. You gave him rights.
Yes.
My, my.
God, mighty God, mighty God.
Oh, Kile Bushangala, the little ebook wonder. Sekole Bando, Kolarabasundoliababarokunda. What is your agenda? What is your agenda? What is your agenda? What is your agenda, God?
Oh,
What
shit.
is your
In
agenda, oh Father God?
the
Faithfulness
name
and holiness, faithfulness and holiness, living right before you.
Jesus.
Father God, you died that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Father God, you declare, you the one that declare
Yes, thank
that you
you.
came.
Thank you.
I'm just going by your word. And I want to get some understanding this night. So now we did what we're supposed to do. Now we fast and we pray.
Yes.
What is your agenda? Okay. So your agenda is our agenda, and my agenda is your agenda. That's what you're saying, right? Okay. We got your agenda. This is the word of the Lord. This is after he has been risen. This is after he told the people there, Mary Magdalene and all them other ones, to go and tell the disciples that he is risen. This is his agenda now that he gives to us. If you were on the fast, you would have seen that. Let me see some of the scriptures here. I want to add some of the ones that I have on the fast here. He has given us the authority to preach. I remember when he first called me. See, man did not call me. I was called right there in my bed. And he woke me up after I thought I was gonna go. I mean, I thought I was gonna, I don't even know what I was gonna do because I was doing so much out there, living the life of I don't even know what. But Jesus came and woke me up. And gave me the scripture. Mark 16, 15 to 18. That's an authority. You know, that spirit is a spirit of authority. You know what I mean? He said he wants me to go into the world, and that's what he wants you to do. He wants you to go into the world and preach the gospel. That is the God type agenda. Once we get ourselves cleaned up, once we clean up ourselves, I know once I clean myself up and I start being obedient to his word, I sit back and I get lost in him. Oh my God. This is when all hell will break loose because the enemy is going to get nervous. I believe it. I believe it. How people say, how do you know these things in you? How do you know? How do you know when God, how do you know? Because the Holy Spirit speaks to the individual. The Holy Spirit is not dead. The Holy Spirit is not speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues is only a gift. The Holy Spirit is a person. He is the third party of the Godhead. And he comes to live inside it. And he wants to speak to you and show you things to come. That's how I know things that I know by the Spirit. That's how I minister by the Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit, not man. That's why you can't go out there. I don't know about nobody else, but I can't minister in noise because I want to hear from him. I want to listen to what he had to say. Lives are in the balance. So when you go out there, the Holy Spirit of the living God should come out of your mouth, from out of your belly, and you should speak by the Holy Ghost to shake the atmosphere by the Holy Ghost. That's how it works. Jesus spent time with the Holy Spirit. He was talking to the Father. All three of them was one. They were talking. But then when Jesus went to the Father, he left his spirit back here to continue through us to get the job done. When you read John 1, you see that all of them becomes one. They're not separated. You got to read the Bible for yourself. Don't listen to me. Don't take it from me. Hands up. I put my hand up, please. I'm only a mere person. I don't know it all. I don't have it all. But you see, when you go and you spend time with him, he's going to minister to you on your level. He's going to talk to you. I don't know about you, but I'm just telling you how he ministered to me. And let me tell you something. He will talk to you anyhow. He's a person. He have a sense of humor. I don't know. God's agenda is for me to be obedient to him. What did he tell you to do? What did he tell you to do? What did he tell you to do? Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Do it. So the God agenda is not only ministering to you, he's ministering to me. This is my message too, he's ministering to me. What did he tell you to do, Ruth? He said, do it. Be obedient to him and do what I tell you to do. What is the God's agenda? Don't worry about anything that he tell you to do because he will give you the strength, the vigor, and the vitality to get it done. Write these things down because I'm writing it down. He will give you the strength. The vigor, the vitality to get it done is nothing too hard for God. No, nothing is too hard for Him. All you have to do is to listen. Nothing is too hard. So, what's the God's agenda? So, we're going to go to Matthew 28. I was going to say Matthew 26, but it's Matthew 28. Matthew 28. When I was reading it today, I come all the way down to when Jesus commissioned his disciples. And it's the same commission we have today. Matthew 28, 18. And Jesus came and he speak unto them, saying, all power is given unto me, that him in heaven and in earth. He said the Father gave him all power. All power. And if you Google, and if you even look over our fasting, there is a scripture in there where Jesus turned around and said he gave us all power too. All authority to cast out demons. It's right there in the Bible. You got to go search for yourself. You're not supposed to sit down and let somebody tell you everything. Go search it. Go do a study. Get yourself one of those chain Bibles. Hey, he said, all power is given unto me in heaven. Go therefore and teach nations. Are you called to the nation? Are you being called to the nations? He said, for you to go and go forth and teach nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, which is the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things. That is our great commission. Tonight, I urge you, we clean up ourselves. We walk in obedience to our Father God. And then we let the Holy Spirit use us. So now we pray. Heavenly Father. Oh my God. This is like Moses coming across the Red Sea. So here we go, Moses coming across the Red Sea with the people of Israel. And Pharaoh and the chariot is coming for them, and they're walking. And Moses went across the Red Sea just by putting up that rod. The Red Sea got parted and they come over on dry land. And then the enemy believed they could do the same thing, following behind them, and they got drowned. They got drowned. Oh my God. The Father God by the Spirit took them out. Moses followed God's instruction, faith in action. We are going to have to do the same thing. Have faith in action. Following the Holy Spirit of the living God. and trust God. If you know how to speak in the spirit, communicate in the spirit of the living God, pray in the spirit right now. If you don't know how to pray in the spirit, all you had to do is to say, Holy Father, in English. Shikurima kininemonde. Hayana la kote lebeke leba. Shirimango loboko lebiki lebiusti bakaya. Rimango lobusti kilebe koya. Yista la. In the name of Jesus, I want you to place your hand on your head right now. And I'm going to pray. Heavenly Father, I pray under the anointing of the Holy Ghost that you will come in right now and you will shape the atmosphere of our lives. You will change everything that needs to change. Father, in the name of Jesus, send for your holy angels right now to encamp round about us, mighty God, in our going and in our coming in. Open now the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, almighty God, that we do not have room enough to receive. Father, this is the day that you have made, and certainly we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, mighty, 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 mighty God. Thank you for strength. Thank you for leadership. Thank you for guidance. Thank you for the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for leading us, I pray this day. Thank you for opening up, Almighty God, the windows. Yes, and that we will walk in and we will go over and not under. Deuteronomy 28. Thank you, Father God, that we have more than enough. Thank you, Father, that we becomes 1,000, everything 1,000, 1,000 times. 1,000 times. Whatever we do, whatever we give, no matter what, we will get and receive it 1,000 times back. Thank you, Father. Finances, love, and joy, and peace. Whatever we sow, we will receive in the mighty name of Jesus 1,000 times. Peace and joy, love and faith, understanding. Oh, makoshi. In the name of Jesus, giving of our time, whatever we do it according to your word, and we do it, Lord Jesus, not only to bless you, Lord, but to bless the nations of the world. Father, we thank you. We praise you. 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 We thank you for every single person that's online tonight. Father, that you will send the holy angel to come and to minister to them from the east, the west, the north, and the south. Father, I thank you for every single person. Carol, my daughter. Dahlia, Chakota, Sharon, Abakondala, Marie, my daughter, Okandola, Elamonde, Lebano, Kolaba, Ayona, Dakoshenge, Leda, Shoni, Amokora, La Gloria, Abokonde, Mech, the Kitan, the Sharon, Makoreana, Aya, La Kandala, Danda, La Jena, No, Da Dondo, Re, Sanya, No, Da Beke, Le, Da Bando, Do, Da Ba, Remenye, Le, Da, 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 Dotto, Do, Da Ba, Anna la labo viola la bocanda in the mighty name of Jesus. Ketonda hisha kolabamba sekendele balota labakendele koremango kolababala sekele labaka nav kolababaroko lababa navlek talakonda shakora. Put it over your eyes, Navlet. Put it over your eye. Put your hand over your eye. Put your hand over your eye, Navi. Korababa. Supernatural wisdom, supernatural understanding, supernatural eyesight. Kino nini nino do bokanda. Kolaba bo la baba. Kerama mama mama. My friend, my friend. Don't want her name to be called. I will not call it. But I send the holy angels to her doorstep, right up into her house, climb them stairs and go in right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Even to the dog, they about told about. Let there be a peace in that home right now, mighty God. Right now, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Quote about even the yard, Lord Jesus, saturated with the flower of the Holy Ghost right now. Put the eyes of the Spirit over the roof. Put the eyes of the Spirit over the bedrooms, the bathrooms, the basement. Put the eyes of the Spirit all around that house. The hands, the left hand. My kosha, what's wrong with left tonight? Kilebosta, the knees, the back. Bando, strengthen those knees. Strengthen those hands. Kilebosta. I come against every foul demonic spirit. I come to that house right now. Drive out, drive out, drive out everything out of those homes. One home, two homes, whatever home she entered, drive it out, Lord. Taya katalaba. When she go to church and she minister, you call for the fire that it comes out of her belly. You've called out of our mother's womb by name for a purpose and for a plan. Kilobasta, bind the spirit of confusion over her, off of her. Kilebasta, release her husband now in the spirit. Kolaba. She's saying it is time. Father God, the right person, come now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Clarity to Mitch. Clarity, clarity, clarity. Clarity right now. Clarity right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Shoni, I'm like, I was getting ready to go, and the Spirit of God said, okay, Shoni's saying, okay, you ain't praying? Okay, you ain't praying for me? Okay, fine. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. Father, we praise your holy name. We thank you, Father God, that you put the warmth over him, Father. You watch over him, Father. You watch over him, and you take care of him, Father. Open up the windows of heaven. Walk him through those windows that he need to walk through. The ones that need to be closed, close it right behind him. Put up a hedge of protection around him this day, Father. In the nighttime and in the daytime. Let it be a zeal of protection. Zeal of protection. Protect him from the inside out. Father, thank you. Move up right now. What tabosiki le busenda? Move now, I pray. Delia, I pray and I stand in agreement. I stand in agreement. No weapon that form against you, honey, shall prosper. None. I feel your pain. None. None. You understand me? I want you to say none, Delia. None. In every tongue that has rise up against you in judgment, I want you to say Isaiah 54:17. Isaiah 54:17. That is your scripture. Anybody else want to hold on to it? Hold on to it. If you have any kind of court case, hold on to it. Isaiah 54:17. If you're behind in your mortgage, hold on to it. If you're behind in your rent, hold on to it. If you got to go to the court system, hold on to it. I believe some people are going to go to the court system, and I see the magistrate. Hold on to it and call up for favor. Ask God for favor and mercy. Amen. I want to thank you for being on the call tonight. If you want to continue praying and want to continue fasting, you can call, you can continue. But the same concept, just by a repentive spirit. Being repentant and ask the Spirit of God just to watch over you and keep you and cleanse you. And go forward when you feel that peace, when you feel that ease, when you feel that you just want to continue and you feel like you didn't get your breakthrough with your breakthrough is there. Breakthrough does not mean that you feel it. Breakthrough is there when you mean that you can't even see it. But you're like Abraham and his wife and Sarah. Remember Sarah? If you read the book of Hebrews 11, you'll see all the people in there with a whole lot, of faith. Check it out. Serving God is not actually a feeling. It's knowing that the word of God is life. It's knowing that the word of God is powerful. It's knowing that the word of God is a spirit. And when you speak it into existence, it will come to life because what it actually does, it makes a shape. It puts on a body. That's what this word of God is all about. And that's what the word of God is. John 6, 6 to 3. The words that we speak out of our mouth, they are spirit and they bring forth life. I want to thank you for being on the call tonight. May God bless you. May his face shine upon you. I will keep in touch. Keep me in your prayers. I love you guys. Have a great, great night.